welcome back to Here's What I Don't Mini Get. This is your minisode for the month of January. As always, I'm your host, Tim the Handlebreaker, and with me today, it's Tab Burt.
Welcome back, everybody, to another exciting edition of this mini-series that we're doing.
It's a mini-series because...
They're mini episodes.
Yeah.
So we were talking about it before the show, so this is... I have a lot more mini-issues this month than I do normally, because we missed last week's episode, or last month's mini-sode,
yeah,
with everything that was going on in my life.
Yes.
Trying to make it up. But I'm pretty sure we missed one mini-sode every year.
It's a tradition. We'll call it a tradition.
It's kind of a tradition. We do 11 mini-sodes a year.
You people don't seem to know this.
You fucking pores. $5, $10, $2, $5, $10, and $50 people, just plug your ears for a minute. I just want to talk to the $1. You fucking pores.
$1?
One, that's all you can afford is $1? Like one of those ethots. Oh, God. Someone posted a video of, I don't even know which one it was, but she's like, you can't afford $5? Just losing her fucking mind in the chat. Yeah. And on a Discord that I was in or something, and I watched that video again, and I just thought, how do you watch that, right? And you just go, man, fuck this bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when I go, if I were to go on a date with a girl, right, and she offers to pay, I don't want her to pay, but the mere fact that she offered puts her up a lot higher in my book than someone who's just like, oh yeah, you fucking pay.
You're paying. I'm getting the lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and not just girls. I'm men too. If we're all going out to dinner and someone's like, oh, I'll get it, and I get it. Or I'll let them get it. I don't care. It's just the act of offering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what matters. And so, you know, I think the $1 people are far better than the probably 10 times as many people that listen and don't pay.
Oh, the leechers.
Fuck those leechers.
Moochers.
All right. $2, $5, $10, $50 people, you can join back in. Now we're shit talking the moochers. Fuck those people. If you ever see one of them, just spit on their face. Just spit right in their mouth.
We need to start Here's Why I Don't Get Plus.
Yeah.
So you get the first 5 minutes of the podcast free.
Oh, God. Listening to Who Are These Podcasts, apparently that is the model of a bunch of these podcasts now, where instead of giving you the whole episode, right, they'll record like half an episode, put that out on their feed.
Yeah.
So if you just subscribe to the website RSS feed for our show, you'd get like the first two issues. Yep. And then when we go to the news, you'd be like, all right, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, subscribe to Here's What I Don't Get on Patreon or whatever, Subscribestar. And on Subscribestar is the other half of the episode. And I would never be able to listen to that. Like, I listen to these podcasts that do bonus episodes on Patreon, or maybe you buy them directly or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't subscribe to all of them, and I don't listen to all the bonus episodes or whatever. But I can still listen to a whole episode of the show that I like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to go.
Yeah, the only other podcast I really listen to, I have subscribed to them for years.
Yeah,
and that's because I'm subscribed to the website, and the website has more than just the podcast for subscribers. But if you do subscribe for the podcast, the subscribers just get an ad-free version, which I don't even listen to the ad-free version because they do funny ads.
Yeah. That's one thing I'd be okay with is if we release all of our episodes on both, well, this, the regular episodes on the Patreon feed or the website feed.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can, if you don't want to, if you just want to subscribe to the Patreon feed, you'll get everything. Everything will get to you.
Yeah.
If you want to not do that. Some people, I guess, don't like subscribing that way and just go get the episodes whenever they feel like it.
Huh.
Seems kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
Just me personally. But yeah. And if those didn't have ads, if we were an ad-based podcast, like some of these podcasts, man, they'll go to like an ad break and it'll be like 7, 10, 15 minutes of ads. Just like, what the fuck? What is this, television?
Yeah.
And badly spliced in stuff. They'll be like, oh, we're going to take a break. And they'll take a break to all these
pre-recorded ads. And have like four sponsors an episode.
One ad, man. One ad on your show. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Visit manscaped.com/HWIDG. Use promo code HandleBreaker1 to get 10% off.
Funny enough, I was watching a movie called The Apartment with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah.
This weekend. And Jack Lemmon's sitting down in his apartment by himself. Mm-hmm. He's got himself a TV dinner. He turns on his TV and he's like, I don't want to watch that. And then he flips it and it's like, oh, welcome to like movie night. And I'm going to show this old movie, even though you're watching an old movie in 2021. Isn't that weird?
Old movie-ception.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, I'm going to watch this thing. And they're like, but first, a message from our sponsor.
Oh, no.
Something like tooth whitening cream. And then he's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to change the channel for a little bit and see what else is on. He's flipping through. Of course, he's only got three channels. Yeah. So he comes back. He's like, thank you. Now, the movie. And then, like, the guy repeats again, this is old movie starring old movie guy. Like, he's clearly like, I've already heard this information. He's like, all right. And before though, here's our word from our alternate sponsor.
Oh, God.
Like, even in 1960, they were making jokes about having too many ads.
When I got a CD box set of the Superman Adventure Serials, radio, 30s radio.
Yeah.
And they were brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, which is what was a cereal, the super delicious cereal. buy Kellogg's Pep and get one of 10 pins that they had. And I had that fucking ad memorized to front. And it was amazing because each episode was like 12 minutes long, and about 4.5 of it was the Kellogg's Pep ad, because it was at the beginning, it was in the middle, and it was at the end. And the box set that I bought also had Batman in it, and it's the dumbest interpretation of Batman ever. People go, oh, that's 60s Batman that we watch. Like, that's corny. Uh-huh. Oh, no, you have no fucking idea. You have no idea. The Batman in the Superman radio adventure serials is a blithering moron. God, those serials were terrible, terrible. But I enjoyed them in the sense that I like old radio, and I liked... That's the Superman Adventure cereal existed to sell Kellogg's Pep.
That
was why it existed. As opposed to now, media exists because people consume media. The commercials are just there to kind of prop it up. Yeah. So no one wants to listen to 7 minutes of commercials on your podcast. They'll listen to a thing for Harry's Razors or Dollar Shave
because they like you,
or Purple because they like you. And maybe, you know, some percentage of them will go out and buy that thing and you'll get a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I'm like, oh, I am looking for a mattress and you guys have this promo code and I'm not going to go to Amazon and buy a $300 mattress that's just as comfortable.
I'm going to buy this $1,000 purple mattress
or, you know,
Lisa.
Yeah. Whatever thing is going on. Oh yeah. I kind of do need a toothbrush. Maybe I will buy one of these Quip things and test it out. And as long as I'm buying it, you know, to me, the ad, I'm going to buy this anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I was already on the look for it.
So might as well just give a dollar to this podcast that I'm getting some enjoyment out of. I never bought a Harry's kit when Biggest Problem had Harry's as a sponsor because listening to the episode, they're sponsored by Harry's. I'm like, I do need a good razor for the little bit of like shaving my neck that I do. You know, and it was like the $10 gift package or something that was like shaving cream and lotions and all this other random shit. I was like, I'll try it out for $10. I'll try it out. Sure. The podcast will get $2. Harrys.com/biggest promo code biggest didn't work. And I was like, well, never buying that again. And then, I started buying Harry's face wash in the stores cause they started selling it in stores. Yeah. And then I found out that Harry's gives money to, women's charities and not men's charities. And I was like, well, fuck you guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I hate women.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's actually because I think a men's product should sponsor men's, because there are men's domestic violence charities, right?
There are. Yeah.
And
but a lot less of them.
A lot fewer of them, which means your dollar goes further.
Yes.
But they're like, no, we're going to just keep on feeding into this idea that men are the aggressors always. Uh-huh. And I'm not about that. and I haven't bought Harry's since, and that was like 4 years ago. So, and I guess it wasn't 4 years ago. It was like maybe 2-3 years ago. Anyway,
I remember seeing Harry's boxes and Dollar Shave Club boxes in the stores. Just, oh, yeah. Just thinking that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the new hotness, man. Nobody's buying Gillette Fusion Mach 11.
I mean, I've got a box of, I think, Gillette.
I have a box of cheap throwaway disposable razors.
Yeah, those two.
That suck, because all I'm shaving is this gap from like where my chin meets my neck, where it just, that's the end of the beard, and I'll shave that every now and again. And then sometimes I will shave the curve of my beard on my cheek, where you'll get like a weird hair or two that'll come up past the line. I'll just shave that. And it's like two shaves, and then I just throw the thing away. Anyway, well, let's get into some mini issues. Here's my first mini issue this month. Here's what I don't mini get. No pop filter podcasts.
Ooh.
Now, if I had said that without a pop filter, it would have been excruciating on your ears.
Yeah, the plosives.
But I edit this shit.
Uh-huh.
So probably wouldn't hurt ears even if I did plosive the shit out of it.
Yeah.
But listening to Who Are These Podcasts, they just play the raw audio of these shows. And it's like, guys, get a low-end roll-off for the love of God. Unless you have a voice like Larry Blydner, you do not need audio below 200 hertz.
Yeah.
Fucking turn it off. I have the deeper of the two voices on this podcast. My voice is rolled off at 200. The roll-off starts at 200 hertz, and then it fades off. You don't need it. These microphones we're using, if I took this plate off, there's a low roll-off on the microphone, and it never even gets into the recording. It's also to stop the proximity effect where you lose bass the further away from the mic capsule you get. But this is not something I would have noticed probably in 2000 last year.
Yeah.
Before I got the Mustang and specifically before I got the sound system fully working with all the subs. Which is why nobody's editing it, because they're probably editing in headphones, not like your cool headphones that blast the shit out of your ears, but like just shitty earbuds that have no bass.
Yeah.
So in a regular car that doesn't have really good bass, in headphones that don't have really good bass, no problem at all. But you put on the bone conducting headphones, which is like the bass just killer.
Yeah.
Or you put it in a car that has 1,000 watts of bass power, and every anything like that is just like a punch in the gut. It's like getting constantly punched in the kidneys by your lousy podcast editing. And the thing is, the direct audio of Who Are These Podcasts, the Man Cow Show, or you know, whatever, no problems at all.
No, it's the shitty podcast.
It's the shitty podcast that don't understand audio and what you need and what you don't need.
Yeah,
you have human voices. You could really for most people, especially if you're a couple of ladies doing a podcast. You guys don't need anything below 400 hertz. Just fucking roll that all off. Because the only bass you're getting in there are the plosives. What was the one that, I think it was Pantsuit Politics, a good show.
Uh-huh.
Every time they said the name of the show on the, it was like, like a troll knocking on your door. And every word, anytime the politics, boom, boom, boom. I thought I was going to like, I'm honestly surprised that I did not loosen a bunch of nuts, like the lug nuts off my wheels and have them just roll off in four different directions like a cartoon character at a stoplight. I don't get it, man. Put a pop filter on.
Yeah.
Number one. They cost nothing.
They cost like $6. It's the cheapest thing in your whole podcast setup.
Yeah. Just put one of those on.
Even the bad ones.
Even the bad ones. Snap one of those on there. Put it in front of the microphone. You get one of those big 10-inch ones you can like really press your face into. Or get a microphone that has one built in like these. We have We have Shure SM7Bs. They have big, nice muffs on them.
Who doesn't like a nice muff to just bury your face into?
You can pretty much blow. I actually recorded a thing outside, on the street, all kinds of street noise.
Traffic.
Horrific wind. Cannot hear it at all in this microphone.
Nope.
Not at all. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I got the video done, and the guy I was making the video for sent. He's like, how hard was it to get the wind out? I'm like, well, the lavalier mic, garbage. The SM7B, nothing at all. It had just the perfect amount of ambient noise that it didn't sound artificial.
Yeah,
but none of that ambient noise was distracting.
Yeah,
like, oh, there's a car going by. I can hear the car, but I'm not distracted by the car. Get a fucking pop filter, for the love of Christ. No matter what you're using, if you're recording on a USB microphone if you're fucking holding an SM57 in your hand for some reason.
I mean, yeah.
Put a pop filter on it, please. From the sake of my ears.
And your car.
And my car.
Because I think you listen to enough pantsuit politics. Yeah, it's gonna rattle.
But that's the thing. That's a thing that I never knew before getting this car how great listening to like shit with just really good having the full. I've never been into like getting loud music in the car because I've never had the real full range of a sound system like I have. And I don't even have an amazing sound system.
Shitty tweeters in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, this is great. Great. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna shake the shit out of some stuff. I was listening to California Girls by the Beach Boys. That song has a surprising amount of bass for it. You would not expect it. But in any case, pop filters, please.
Yeah.
Pop filters. If you're starting a podcast, first thing you buy is pop filter. Second thing you buy is a microphone.
Yeah.
Tim, what is your first mini issue this
week? Here's what I don't mini get. Keeping with the audio theme, a lack of volume normalization.
That is another big problem with this podcast.
I assume it's a problem with these terrible podcasts. I think it's a problem a lot of places. TV, of course, everyone knows the commercial TV thing.
Even on Hulu now.
Yeah,
in 2020.
Yep.
2021. Hulu's still like, yep, commercials, 6 dB higher than the movie.
Yeah. For me, it was Spotify has it built in, and it's great. It doesn't work the best because it's just a flat rate for literally everything they have on their service.
Yeah.
So it's not going to, catch everything, but it does a good enough job that I always keep it on. And, sometimes maybe something gets ducked a little bit too much. You turn it up a little bit. It's not enough that it even bothers me, every other session, But I was going through files I had, the custom soundtrack I was making for my Metal Gear Solid helicopter music.
Oh yeah, mod.
Yeah, and I'm going through, and I've got like, I've got all these eight because the game takes place in 84. And I went up to like 87.
84?
Yeah.
Do you have Drinkenstein in there?
I don't.
Do you have whatever that song is that they sing?
No.
My bedroom. I'm in something in tea. Stay out of my yeah, bedroom. That's right. My
I should probably get a digital copy of that soundtrack.
Yeah. Baby, if you can't take the heat.
It's actually a good song.
You should also put in Tutti Frutti. Isn't that demoralization? These helicopters come in.
That's almost better than the John Cena thing.
It is, yeah.
Anyways, I'm going through the list, and I went up to like the game takes place in 84, but I mean they've got a Cure song from 92 in the in-game soundtrack. Yeah. And there's some weird anachronism. That whole series is anachronistic.
Yeah.
But so I went up to 87.
I think the word you're looking for is terrible.
I went up to 87 with mine so I could get like Welcome to the Jungle in there.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Bam.
I'm going through and I'm like, I go through the list a little bit. Here's Def Leppard. Love is like a bomb, ba bomb, ba bomb. You know, pour some sugar on it.
Seven arms and sex.
Def Leppard. Yeah. So I click on pour some sugar on me, and it's playing at a fine volume that is consistent with the rest of the volume I've been listening to for the last 2 hours. And then I went to what was it? Well, I can't remember what the next song would have been, but was it My Prerogative by Bobby Brown?
Maybe.
Might have been. Anyways, whatever the next track was 50% as quiet.
Bummer. And this is supposed to be blasting
out of a helicopter.
This is not in game. This is you putting together the list.
I was listening to it in game though, because I had it loaded up in the game, and I was just going through the list like a playlist, clicking play. Okay, good. Play. Okay, good. So like that's like a problem with these MP3s.
Yeah.
But
I mean, counterpoint to play devil's advocate, nobody wants to Metallica. I personally don't want to Metallica the shit out of music.
That is the problem I do have though, is because I love dynamic range.
Yeah.
In the thing is like dynamic range is nowadays.
Like one of my favorite songs of all time, Sister Christian, right? It starts out with that really just sweet piano melody. Uh-huh. And imagine if that is so scaled back from the rest of the song. I imagine that at the just do 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 do, like it's not the same.
So sacred. Yeah. I do like dynamic range, but
I mean, I think
there's a good
middle ground, especially, and they do this on radio to go from track to track.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you start a set with Sister Christian, you don't put that in the middle, like right after rock and roll.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. That'd be weird. I wish that should be a native setting on every device.
It should. And it should be adjustable.
And it should be like quickly accessible. Because if I'm just watching TV, Hulu, whatever, I'm watching Cheers, let's say.
Sure.
I don't want the commercials blaring. Or I'm watching a movie, like I'm watching John Wick and it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And other people trying to sleep, but I can't sleep. I'm watching John Wick.
You want to be able to hear the dialogue.
But I don't want the explosions to wake everyone in the fucking house up.
Exactly.
But at the same time, if I'm watching John Wick on movie night, we've got all the lights off, we've made popcorn, we've got, beers or sodas or mixed drinks, and, we've got this killer sound system, we're ready to just, like, crank it.
Yeah.
You want to hear that, like, the soft grittiness of John Wick as he's, like, begging for, not begging, but, like I am I am an orphan of your tribe, and you owe me. Like, you want that just, like, soft grittiness, but then you also want just, like, pow, 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 and shit later
in
the movie.
Someone remade the subway shootout scene from 2 with
realistic sound effects.
Realistic sound effects. It's great.
So it needs to be, it needs to just be a button on the remote that you just go, like, bloop, and it's off.
Normalize.
And it's on.
Yeah.
And everything is, and yeah, I know it's compressed to shit.
Yeah.
But it's the convenience of it.
Yes.
And when I don't want the convenience and I want that range, same thing with your car radio. I mean, my plosives problem could probably be fixed with a little button that I could easily access on the radio to just like normalize. Because I would just leave that on all the time for audiobooks and podcasts.
Yeah.
And then when I turned on music, I would turn it off.
You know one of the worst cases for me, what really makes me wish I had a normalized button, is listening to, when I'm watching a show that has a live audience.
Yeah.
Cause the audience is usually 200% louder. The audience clapping is 200% louder
than the show. Yeah. Maybe it should be a knob. That's what it should be. Not a button, but a knob.
A knob.
That way you could compress it so far where you're boosting the quiet and you're compressing the louds so much that everything was exactly one decibel level.
Yeah, yeah,
and then you could open that up slowly.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I've asked that question for years. Why compressors aren't just on TVs.
Yeah. I mean, they're built into, I know that the sound bars
have them built in, but they're built in to protect the sound bar, not to make a good audio experience. Because surely people understand, people watch television late at night and people in their family are not in the room, right?
I guess, yeah.
Like, I'm playing video games, I'm pulling an all-nighter playing Skyrim, and I want to be able to hear it. That's why I ended up getting headphones for my TV when I was living with my parents before, and I played video games in the middle. Because I had a weird schedule where most of the time I was working until 1 a.m. or later with, you know, working shows. And so on nights that I had off, my natural bedtime was kind of like 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm playing video games at 11 o'clock. Everyone's in bed at 11 o'clock except for me. I want to be able to like hear the game, but I can't turn it up. So I ended up just getting like it was an old pair of over the ear headphones that had individual volume knobs, I think, for each ear.
That's odd.
They were like 70s headphones, but they had a really, really long coiled cable.
Ah.
So I could plug them into the TV and sit quite a ways away.
Yeah.
But I could tune them so that my right ear was louder than my left ear because I hear better out of my left ear. And I'd turn the left ear down some so I could hear the house. So I didn't have a thing where like domestic violence and explosions broke out next door and I didn't hear a single thing. We need it, man. Why is that not a thing? Why is that not a thing like a decade ago?
Exactly. Because if you don't know what it does,
then you just introduce it as a feature. Nobody knew what 4K was 5 years ago.
Sure. But if you don't need it,
mm-hmm.
don't touch it.
Yeah.
If you touch it and it does something you like,
or just turn it on the TV like you fucks turn on motion smoothing and shit. Boomers won't notice.
Nope.
But then the people like you and me who know that the TV has volume normalization will go into the settings and turn it off for movie night.
Yep.
Ugh. That's the problem, is that
Normies,
yeah. They'll, if they put it on, it'll be on all the time.
Yeah.
And it'll ruin everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good mini issue. And I wish I had another mini issue. So I have 4 mini issues this month because I'm making up for last month.
Yeah.
I wish I had another audio one, but I have a different one. Here's what I don't mini get. Minivan emasculation. I've complained a bunch about weird guys in minivans who have to try and pass me in my Mustang
because they
feel like, and you perfectly encapsulated it by saying like they're mad that they don't get to drive that car anymore.
Exactly.
Well, I was borrowing cars to move
because
you can't fit anything in my car.
Yeah.
And I'm driving a minivan and a guy in a Mustang passes me. And it fucking sent me through the roof internally. I was just like, you motherfucker. And I was driving my stepmom's minivan. I think it's a V6. Uh-huh. Honda. Let's say it's a V6.
Sure.
Honda Odyssey.
Yeah.
No power. None.
Yeah.
Car number 2. My mom's Saturn View, which is a V6. It has a little bit of get up and go.
Uh-huh.
But mom does not take care of her vehicles, so it has all kinds of problems. Again, not an amazing vehicle to try and go fast in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then last, but certainly not least, one of the more enjoyable of the 3 cars. Well, I say one of the more enjoyable. There's only 3 cars.
Yeah.
My dad's Lexus hybrid SUV thing,
yes.
crossover SUV thing, which...
is the weirdest fucking car I've ever driven.
It's weird.
Because it doesn't start. You just turn the key and it's on.
Yeah.
And there's a little indicator that says ready.
Yeah.
Like, I know what the fuck that means. Like, just pipe in through the sound system. You know, for people who
it's
are
weird.
Used to,
it's weird.
And conversely, when he was driving my car, he's like, yeah, it took me a couple. So remember that I have to hold the key to start the car. Like, yeah, hold the key. But the other weird thing, I got past that. But the truly weird thing about his car is that it doesn't shift gears.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
You're going and it's not like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just, you're like, surely you're going to shift 40 miles an hour. Surely you're going to shift 60 miles an hour. You've got to shift 80 miles an hour. What is going on? Very, very odd. But the thing that all three cars had in common is that I couldn't just lay into the pedal a little bit and be fucking gone. Nope.
You have to plan it.
Yeah. I don't take for granted the power that I have at my disposal, but it's like when I bought the car, right? When I went and test drove the car.
Yeah.
I went to the dealer. I saw it online and I went to the dealership and took a look at it and I took it on a test drive and they gave me the keys and I thought it was going to be like most test drives that I've been on in the past where they go and get in the car with you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can drive wherever you want sometimes, or sometimes they take you on a path.
And he's like, hey, you can use this. It's got this thing and this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they just handed me the keys. And they're like, the
keys. Yeah.
Bring it back.
What if I don't?
So they handed me the keys.
That's what that GPS tracking
that
thing
probably was. Yeah, they just handed me the keys, and which was weird because this was not a big dealership. Like two of my friends at the same time were both shopping for cars, and they took me test driving because I am the worst person to take on a test drive because I was trying to break every fucking thing in that for those cars. And the guy from the dealership is sitting in the back seat while my friend's driving, and I'm in the passenger seat just like fucking yanking on shit and like wiggling the chair and just like jamming stuff together. I can see this guy's face just like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? So they just hand me the keys to this Mustang, and I'm sitting trying to turn right out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I see a gap in traffic that I can normally get into.
Yes.
And I give it the gas. But I give it the gas that I would normally give my four-cylinder 2.3-liter Honda Accord.
Yeah, yeah.
Not my this new V8 4.6-liter engine.
Yeah.
And I go flying out of this dealership, drifting sideways. I had to turn. I'm looking out the driver's side window as I'm taking this right-hand turn. And it was right then I was like, I'm buying this car.
Yeah.
100%. Because my mental math of how the car works is based on this, was based on the smaller engine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now the mental math of how a car works is based on this big engine. Uh-huh. And I'm in these fucking cars that cannot pass anyone to save their fucking lives. And it's just like, God damn it, you and your fucking Camaro trying to drive faster than me. And suddenly I got it. Like, I got it. It is. It sucked. And I can't believe it happened to me. That's the other thing. I cannot believe that I was so triggered by people driving faster than me because I was in a van and I couldn't drive fast.
Yep.
But it also drove me crazy because I get stuck behind a slow person and I couldn't do the thing that I can in the Mustang where I can just like slide in the left lane and gun it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that in a minivan, especially a minivan full of shit.
Yep. At least you're not dealing with, I mean, I think the problem is compounded when you've got a bunch of rascals in there.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
High on sugar.
I caught myself doing it.
Yeah.
And I stopped doing it.
There you go.
But I did. It was very edifying. Like everything came clear. Like, I kind of get it now. I get why you're so pissed off. I'm pissed off too. I'm pissed off. I've been driving this minivan for a day. You drive that minivan every fucking day of your life.
Yep.
You used to drive the cool car. Not anymore. Not anymore, Johnny Lawrence.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Season 3 of Cobra Kai, Johnny Lawrence is driving like a 94 Caravan.
Yikes.
It's very funny.
Yeah, what's the Astro? That's a minivan, right?
It is. Chevy.
Yeah, Chevy yeah. Astro.
Yeah, minivan emasculation, man. It can happen to the worst, the best of us.
That's why they're trying to make... trying to make Mustangs worse.
Yeah.
And crossovers and minivans.
A bunch of minivan guys got together to make the Mach-E. I think you were exactly right.
Yeah.
You were exactly right. They did. All these guys who drove Mustangs 30 years ago, and now they have to fucking take their kids to school, are like, well, I want to still drive a cool Mustang. I'm going to turn into a fucking crossover for no reason.
Yep.
No. Fuck you, man. You strapped a car seat in the back of that GT like a fucking...
You van. Nutted in that, lady. You drive that minivan.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, right? Just have two cars.
Yeah.
Keep your GT. Put it in the garage. And when you go out for date night on Fridays or Saturdays,
take it out.
You drive the GT. Yeah. It's date night for your lady, but also for your lady. And I think we all know which one's more important, uh-huh, the car.
The car.
you don't have to. I mean, and I guess that's that takes a little bit more financial planning than some people have. But it's totally worth it. Because then you have this fun car. And no matter what it is, I mean, if you like, you know, 4x4 off-roading, you're a Jeep guy,
sure.
Keep the Jeep, but get the Dodge Caravan or the Chrysler Santa Country.
Plus, you know, in 15 years, you'll be able to share it.
With your kid, yeah. Yeah, you'll be able to be like,
look at this sweet thing.
Here, this car is now a classic, yeah. Right? By the time, if I had a kid this year, right? In 2000, in 16 years, 17 years, my car will be, say it's 13 years old now. It'll be 30 years old. It'll be a classic by then, right? And you give your kid the keys to like this classic car that you've maintained for all these years because it doesn't drive every day, but you do make sure to take care of it. That kid is the coolest fucking kid in school taking his girlfriend to prom.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't give it to him as a daily driver, though. That's suicide. No. yeah. Hold on to those cool cars. Don't let the minivan emasculation hit you. I will say I'm really leaning into installing heated seats, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My dad's car has heated seats, and it was really nice.
Get some good ones, though, because every time I've sat in a heated seat, it's always been like, well, give it 10 minutes to warm up, and then it's always like, it's like the bottom 2 inches of the seat.
Oh, yeah. I found there are kits that are a carbon fiber filament that I found that apparently do a really good job, and they heat up almost instantly. My dad's heated seats are not like that. It's the full back and
those were fine.
His are in a knob, so you can like set them to very, very low or all the way high.
See, that's nice.
Yeah. My mom's car has heated seats too, but they're like what you're saying, the 2 inches.
Uh-huh.
And it's a high or a low.
Wow.
Yeah. The kit that I found is a high or a low, but that's, you know, the difference between a Lexus and aftermarket installed heated seats. So anyway, well, that brings us to the middle of our episode, which means it's time to say thank you to all of our patrons for supporting us this month and every month. We really appreciate it.
Even now, if you are one of those $1 patrons.
Now more than ever, we really, really do appreciate it.
Yes.
Keeps the show going. Show would not be here if it weren't. I mean, I can honestly say that right now, this show would not exist if it weren't for you guys.
Yeah, because
it would have been really easy to just be like, well, show's over.
Yep.
Yeah. But that didn't happen. And it didn't happen because of you. You're a hero. Just like take a minute, pat yourself on the back.
And then a TikTok dance.
And do a TikTok dance, yeah. And then double your Patreon support and send it to us.
Because you can never be too much of a hero.
No, you can't be too much of a hero.
No one's over there chastising Superman about not doing too much.
Here, I'm gonna do you a favor, right? Okay, here we go. Listeners, do you think that you're a hero? Well, that makes you a hero. Now, I assume you said you looked off into the distance and then you came back and said, no. Because that's what you have to say when you're a hero.
Yeah.
Which is why nurses are in fucking tolerable. Because they're like, I'm a hero. I'm saving lives. Yeah. You guys kill 250,000 people a year. A year.
Yikes.
Yeah. Nurses, heroes, doing TikTok dances, leaving sponges inside of people. And not even like medical sponges. They go get fucking sponges from under their sink and just put them in people. Just for laughs. Anyway, we do appreciate it, and we hope you keep on supporting the show. And with that, I have my next mini issue. Here's what I don't mini get. Slick sheets. I can't stand them, man. It's like these weird combinations of materials where specifically this set of sheets that I have on my bed right now, I bought them on clearance and I was like, oh, this kind of feel nice because they're you know, soft and kind of silky. But the problem is the bottom's soft and silky and the top sheet's soft and silky. So there's no friction to hold them in place.
It's just like a slip and slide.
So every fucking day I wake up and the sheet is just like gone.
Yep.
What's weird is the sheet is going one way. The bedspread is going the other. Because the bedspread is also slicking around on top of this fucking thing. And I'm just like, you guys couldn't put, like, I don't know, a friction strip on or something in this? It's weird. These sheets are really weird because you know how your top sheet is normally just one seamless piece of fabric?
Yeah.
This one has a seam down each side with about a foot of overhang as if it were a fitted sheet. But what it does, it's kind of nice because what it does is you're never in doubt about which direction the sheets go because the fitted sheet has that seam and the top sheet has that seam. So you pull them out and you're like, this seam goes on the side. I like it on the fitted sheet, but on the top sheet, it's just weird.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm almost to the point. I don't, some people like to tuck the sheets into the bottom of the bed. I don't like that. But I'm almost to the point where I want to like sew bungees to attach the top sheet to the fitted sheet.
I tuck to the foot of the bed.
Yeah, I don't like tucked in the foot of the bed.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm trapped.
That's the point.
Yeah, I don't like to feel trapped.
Yeah.
And it's not just this set of sheets. I have another set of sheets that they don't slide on each other, but the bedspread slides off of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, what the fuck is going on with this shit?
Maybe I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Maybe you could stop by these bougie-ass bed sheets and sleep on some cotton like the rest of us.
They are cotton, Tim. They're just fancy cotton. Modal sateen.
Yeah,
that's not cotton.
No, it's not. You got these rich people ass bed sheets.
Yeah, it's
complaining
great.
And complaining and complaining about them on a podcast. The rest of us are sleeping over here on cotton that's coming apart at the seams.
Cotton and what was the other? What's the polyester?
Polyester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Once you start to buy expensive sheets, you can't go back, man.
Well, that's why you don't start.
although I will say this, what was it? The girl that I was dating, she bought these like expensive ass sateen sheets. Awful. Fucking awful sheets.
I believe it's pronounced satin.
No. Sateen is a weave.
I understand.
And then I had these cheap ass Big Lots polyester sheets. She's like, these are really nice. Where are these from? Like, Big Lots, $12.
Yeah.
How much were those? $80? Like, oh, you fucked up.
Yeah, I got these in the Walmart clearance section.
Yeah. But then I had the sheets that I really liked were the modal sateen, mm-hmm. which is the most, like, the softest, nicest fabric.
It's like I've water. It's like touched. Holding water.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It's incredible. And they don't make them anymore, which is immensely disappointing because I let them.
They run out of chinchillas or something?
No, it's made from beech trees. They took trees and made the softest fabric on earth. I don't know how they do it, Tim. I don't know how they do it, but somehow they did it. Yeah, I wish. I don't know. I don't know what the solution to this problem is, but it drives me nuts.
Solution to this problem is a waterbed.
How is that a solution?
It's a solution to all of your life's problems.
Yeah, to horrendous back pain and freezing to death in your sleep.
Well, no, if it gets too cold, it just turns into an ice bed.
No, it just, and an ice bed will draw all the heat out of your body and you'll freeze to death. That's why you don't sleep directly on the ground.
That's why they're cool when you're 8.
Yeah, they were cool when we were 8, when they were popular.
Yeah.
And now they're not.
No, they're not. I don't know. I can't think of anyone that owns a waterbed.
Oh, I've seen like listings on Craigslist for like waterbed heaters, because I guess what you do is you put this like heating pad down and then you put the big bladder down and it keeps the water at like a room temperature during the winter so that you don't die. Yeah. Slick sheets, man. Don't get them. Fucking figure it out. Tim, what's your second mini issue this month?
Here's what I don't get. This is going to be very weird and specific. I don't get why there's not an easier way to fix a sandwich that has deli meat on it without getting your fingers smelling shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because if you get a not terrible packet of cheese slices, they've got like that piece of
wax paper in between.
Mm-hmm. So theoretically, if you wanted to, you can hold it by the wax paper.
Yeah.
Right.
Which a lot of times I'll do that. I'll like grab the wax paper and fold it and then just kind of slide it off.
Yep.
And then I just peel the wax paper off and put the piece of cheese on. But that way I don't touch any of the cheese.
But also like that kind of cheese doesn't like smell. It doesn't have a strong odor.
No.
That would cling to your fingers like a hammer turkey does.
But you're about to put that shit in your mouth. So why do you care?
It's what?
You're about to put the ham and turkey into your mouth.
Uh-huh.
So why do you care if your fingers smell like ham or turkey? That's what you're eating.
Yeah, I just don't.
After you finish eating, you wash your hands.
I guess, but.
I use weird smelly shit on your hands, you wash your hands.
Yeah, that's why I wash my hands before I eat the sandwich.
Another fair point. But I don't see why it would bother you, being that you're putting the source of that smell into your face. I get it. I get it. Like if you're making deli sandwiches all day and then you're giving them to other people, and then you go to eat like I don't know a hot dog.
That's kind of the same.
Or big sausage.
Kind of the same realm, really.
Banana.
Sure.
And you put that in your mouth, and you're like, I smell turkey now. But if you're making deli sandwiches for other people, you ought to be wearing gloves.
I just don't think that deli meat has a attractive smell.
Then why are you eating it?
Because it has an attractive taste.
But half of taste is smell.
I guess. I just don't want that smell on my fingers.
I guess.
Because I was making a sandwich, right? And the cheese had the wax paper.
Yeah.
And the deli meat is just in a...
So just wear a glove.
That's too much.
I'm more concerned about when I have to like get deli meat out and then my fingers get wet. Then
that's
the smell.
Too. That's
I hate
nasty.
The wetness.
Yeah,
like
ham juice.
if I go to a place and I order a sandwich and it comes and like it's fucking bursting out the sides because these people don't know how to make things. Mm-hmm. Or when you get a burger and they put two strips of bacon on it in an X, like
that's not how people
fucking make a layer of bacon. That's why it's not a bacon X burger. It's a fucking bacon cheeseburger. It should be a layer of bacon and it should be double what you're putting on there. Mm-hmm. And I have to like fucking take the burger partially apart to fix their stupid.
You have to take the bacon and tear it in half and put it. Yeah.
That's why when I make bacon cheeseburgers, I put at least three strips of bacon on there, right? Because you tear them all in half, and you have three side by side.
Usually, it's that's usually about the size of a burger.
Yeah. And you put three side by side, and that's a second layer.
Yeah,
it's one more strip of bacon. It costs you fucking nothing, and it's actually a bacon cheeseburger, not a goddamn X on your fucking sandwich. They do that shit with like bacon on. If you get a deli sandwich that's not a sub. Mm-hmm. They'll put the fucking bacon in an X, like put it in a layer. Yeah. Huh. It's to be like, so that the bacon hangs out the side of the sandwich, but they don't have to put a layer of bacon on there.
Yeah.
Because if they tear it in half and put a layer, it doesn't hang off the side of the sandwich. Oh, so infuriating. It's especially bad when there's like, when you get a burger that has like an egg and you risk piercing too early.
Yes. Which you don't want to do that.
No, you don't. So just put a layer of bacon. Yeah, that's what I'm more concerned about, not the smell that's on my fingers.
Equal concern.
Okay.
I don't know. It's something about, like, specifically the ham has that.
I got it, Tim.
What?
Just get a bunch of the little finger condoms like in The Kingsman.
Oh, yeah.
So you get three of those. You're not wearing gloves,
true.
You do protect your fingers from getting the smell. And you just like put three on each hand.
Plus you get the flavored ones.
Yeah.
Get some hickory smoked flavor on there. Everyone loves a hickory smoked flavored condom.
What we're talking about is finger cots.
Yes.
Google it.
Yeah. They're condoms for your fingers.
Yeah. You're supposed to wear them if like you have a cut on your finger when you're food preparing. In addition to a glove,
yes. Yeah.
Two layers. Her pleasure.
Yeah, putting a glove on, too much.
Yeah.
That's too, like, it needs, because like a frozen, like a set of like four frozen burgers
mm-hmm.
will come on like, if you buy like frozen burgers, they'll come with the wax paper.
Yeah.
I need that, but for an appropriate amount of deli meat for a sandwich.
So why not get wax paper, like a tissue dispenser of wax paper, which they do make.
I do have wax paper.
And you just pull that out and you use it to make your sandwich. That like might be some kind of fucking weirdo. Weirdo. Got to lock and unlock the door three times before you go in and out. Yeah. Wax paper to make your sandwiches. Has to be cut at a perfect 45 degree angle.
Of course it does. It's the most efficient cut. You don't want to.
All the chips on your plate have to not have any chips or breaks in them.
Oh, I've graduated from chips on the plate.
Oh.
I don't.
Where do the chips go?
In their own bowl.
In their own bowl, huh?
Oh, I've been doing this for years. It's because I run into that problem where you got too small of a plate
mm-hmm.
and too big of a sandwich. Uh-huh. And so you don't get enough chips on the plate. Or
that's how you have enough chips, though. That's how you don't eat too much.
I'm talking like a comically small amount of chips, like three Doritos.
Okay. So why not just eat them directly out of the bag then?
Because it's a big bag. It's
you just set that bag there in front of you, and while you're eating your sandwich, you're eating chips out of the bag.
That's what a lunatic does.
How is that like, what a lunatic
because
does?
Because I live with my sister. That's how I know what a lunatic does, because that's what she does. When she wants some chips, she goes to the pantry and just brings the bag of chips to her room. Like a lunatic.
No, that's
and you portion them out.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just take the whole bag.
No.
Then you can have as much of a portion as you want, as opposed to like constantly walking back and forth, getting more chips.
What do you mean constantly walk? No, you make yourself a bowl.
And then when that bowl's finished, you're like,
you're done.
I could kind of eat some more chips.
Then you get another bowl full.
Yeah. See that you just added a step. You just keep the chips right there. You wipe the dust on the edge of your chair.
Oh God. Oh, I've seen you. You see,
I did.
Oh man.
I showed it to you.
Did you?
Yes, that was super gross.
Man. Ugh. I want to get that image out of my head, so what's your last mini issue?
Here's what I don't mini get. Giving you work as a gift.
Ooh.
For Christmas, my mom got me this wooden clock kit, which is pretty cool, because I like doing woodworking, and I like clocks.
Uh-huh. And kits.
I don't like kit, not a big Knight Rider fan. So she gives me this kit. I look at it briefly on Christmas Day and I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I will build this.
Yeah.
And in my mind, this is like one of those kits that I got when I was a kid, the skeletons of dinosaurs,
yes,
airplanes
yes.
that fit together. Uh-huh. Right. And this is going to be an afternoon of work.
Yeah.
So because I'm a preparer,
A prepper,
if you will. Yeah. I opened up the manual and gave the a good look through
mm-hmm.
to see what I was getting myself into. And oh boy, because the kit is not complete. I needed two specific, very specific. Well, one of them is a very specific type of glue. One of them is just super glue. No problem there.
Yeah, sure.
But the other one is a very specific polyvinyl wood glue. Polyurethane wood glue. It has to be polyurethane because if it's water-based, it'll warp the wood, which will fuck up the gears, which will fuck up everything. And then I'm starting to look through this, and I need a very specific saw to do this. I need a pull saw with a very specific tooth count so that I get very, very fine edges on what I'm cutting.
So, like, if someone was already a master woodsman.
Or a person who did this hobby shit all the time. Yeah,
they would most likely have all this stuff.
But me, a regular person, does not.
But here's the thing, though. That person would also not, would probably not be interested in a pre-prepared kit on how to make their own wooden clock.
Yeah,
that they too. Would just do it.
So, and then it's so every piece of this clock has to be completely assembled from these laser cut pieces of wood. And most of the gears are thicker than one layer of this wood.
Okay.
Which is about like an eighth inch thick.
Okay.
And sometimes you have a smaller gear that's attached to a larger gear, and that gear ratio is what makes the hour hand moves faster than the minute hand.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this kit of how this shit goes together, and on top of all that, I need clamps to be able to clamp everything together. Because I go find it online. I'm looking at the reviews, and reviews are things like, none of this shit fits together right. And then you read it, and the guy like didn't use clamps. He just taped everything. Like, well, you got to have fucking equal clamping pressure in order to make sure these pieces fit together correctly. Oh, I used way too much wood glue and it caused all my shit to warp. Like, yeah, you used regular water-based wood glue, you fucking moron. So I don't want to have that fucked up. But on top of that, I am a amateur woodworker, right? And I like to do put finishes on my wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my bar
is
stained, and it's not sealed because I wanted it to patina. So my crazy dumbass self thought, man, you know what would be cool would be to stain the gears all different colors.
Yeah.
So that as things move, you can really see the difference between
these
pieces. Yeah. Well, that's going to add a lot of work to this. And I'm doing all this shit, and I'm looking at this, and I think this was a gift.
Yeah.
This was a gift, right? Here's this clock that's going to take you, because the thing about it is that every piece, you start the kit out by building the frame of the clock is a jig to build all of the individual pieces of the clock.
Okay. Okay.
So you put these pieces together, you stack up the pieces to make a gear, like a single drive gear, right? You glue them, you clamp them, you put these dowel pins in to lock everything together.
Yeah.
And then the glue instructions, the glue sets in 1 hour.
Okay.
So you have to let it dry at least 1 hour on the jig. And then you could pull it off the jig for it to cure for 24 hours, but really probably just easier to let it sit for 24 hours on the jig and let it get finished that way, which means you can make one piece of day a day out of like a 600 step process. So it's not even satisfying. Like, you get a Lego kit for Christmas, right? You can build it that day. Even if it's something gigantic, like the Death Star or the Taj Mahal, you can start it and work bit by bit. Yeah. But this is just a waiting game. And it's not like it comes with two. The solution might be to buy like 11 of these and build all the fucking pieces at once and then sell off the others.
Yeah.
So on top of that, I'm reading these instructions, and once you've spent a month putting together every individual subassembly and you start the process of real assembly, you get put it all together, and if you're lucky, it works.
Yeah.
If you're unlucky, it doesn't work. And it's like, if it doesn't work in this specific way, go through and sand all the gears in this specific way. If it doesn't work in this specific way, go through and sand the gears in this other way.
That's worse than the troubleshooting the thing you had in your car. It was like, hey, hit this button 35 times.
And then once you've done all that, once you've like fucking troubleshot the shit out of this and got all the pieces together and everything working, and you put it on the wall and it works for like 3 days, then you can finally go back and do the final gluing and actually set everything to be finished. And I'm just, it's such a daunting amount of work for such a simple thing that I didn't even want to begin with. Like, I opened it and I was like, oh, this is really cool. I like this. And now I'm just like, I can't just leave it in this box. Hey, what did you ever build that wooden clock I got you? No, it was a huge pain in the ass. I just read the instructions and I was like, yeah, this is way more work than I'm willing to put into this. And the other funny thing is, so it's a clock and it's counterweight driven.
Okay.
So it's you wind a counterweight up, and as the counterweight descends, that pulls the escapement to make the clock tick. What do you counterweight it with? 4,000 BBs. I go to the store to buy BBs. I can buy 2,400 BBs.
Okay.
In which case I can count out 800 BBs of these two packages to put them in there.
Uh-huh.
Or I can buy 5,000 BBs.
You buy the 5,000.
And then count 1,000 BBs?
Yeah.
There are 4,000 BB kits. They're containers.
Uh-huh.
There are just none of them anywhere.
Ah. Because everyone got these clocks for Christmas because everyone's... there's a bunch of guys like you that wanted work and they're like, hey, maybe I should do some woodworking. So in March, they bought a bunch of woodworking tools and they started learning how to do woodworking. They made, you know, a shelf or two. And their wife's like, oh, he'd love this wooden clock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Since I was home from work, I hung these shelves and I built this other little thing. Just like little things. I built you a planer box for the porch and for underneath this window that you like outside the kitchen window. So you're washing dishes and you look out and see these flowers you planted. Yeah. And now here's a bunch of work for you. You're welcome. And none of that shit's on the cover of the box.
No,
that's the thing is that the box should be like, you need this special saw. You need these glues. You need these BBs.
Here's $50 for all the others. It comes with a $50 bill. It's like, here's $50 for all the other stuff you're going to need.
Yeah. It wants you to finish everything in teak oil. You have to go with a pencil and graphite lubricate every individual piece of every individual gear. Yeah. This is a gift, Tim.
Boy, I hate doing that to a guitar nut, let alone to a gift.
Yeah. To every single tooth of a gear of like 8 gears.
Man.
I imagine if this kit would be a lot more enjoyable if it was like, here's all of the gears pre-assembled and on their drive wheels and you just assemble this clock. I could do that. But this, like, you have to build... I mean, you might as well have just, like, given me a hunk of wood and been like, this is a clock kit. Here's a spirograph.
Yep.
You can make some gears out of this.
Just give me the spirograph, really.
Just give me a big hunk of walnut. Here's a big hunk of walnut.
Yeah.
Do with it whatever you want. Give me a hunk of walnut and some nice Japanese pull saws.
Remember spirographs?
Yeah.
Those were fun as a kid. Put your pencil in there and move it around.
Yeah. And the other problem is that it's winter. In Oklahoma, this is, I assume a lot of places, this is the coldest part of the year.
Yes.
January, February, and then mid-March, it goes back to like chilly weather. And by April, we're back to warmness again.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to set this shit up inside because I have to sand everything.
Yeah.
So that's a huge mess. But I also don't want to sit in the garage all fucking day. And you can't cure glue in fucking 30-degree weather. Yeah. So it's just got to sit in this goddamn box. I bought all this shit to build this, only to then find out that it's going to be a huge pain in my ass. So then the other thing I got was this marble toy thing. You've probably seen them. It's one of those marble toys where there's a worm gear that pulls the balls up and then they go all the different paths. It's a tabletop, one of those, one of those. And, I haven't even looked at the instructions for that. Cause I know there's going to be some kind of catch where it's like, oh yeah, by the way, this doesn't come with any ball bearings
or marbles.
And also I don't really have anywhere to put it. Unfortunately.
Also you have to supply your own wood.
Yeah. You know what my dad got me for Christmas?
What?
Steaks.
Nice.
Yeah. Perfect gift. Yeah, there's a little bit of work involved, but there's a huge reward at the end. Very simple. Simple gift.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all a man wants. Get me tools. Even if it's a tool I already have.
Never have too many tools.
Yeah.
Because you'll always be like, God damn it, where is...
Tools make work easy.
Where is that 5/8 driver?
God, so I was working on something on the car the other day, and I'm trying to remove this nut, and it's very small, and I'm going through the different sizes,
yeah.
And I grab a 5 and I grab a 6, because there's no way it's a 5.5 millimeter nut.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Fortunately, I have one of those. I don't know why. Why the fuck would you make anything that size?
Yeah. It's a, that would be a, like a 6/16.
I don't know, man.
Or something like that.
Fucking pissed me off. Yeah. That it was such an obnoxiously irregular size. When everything else around it's 7 and 8s. Fucking make it a 7 or an 8.
Yeah.
Make it a 6 if you want to go crazy. Anyway, that's my mini issue. Getting work as a gift. Thank you. It's nice. I like the thought.
Uh-huh.
I hope that I will do it eventually.
Yeah.
But I've already put way too many hours into this process, and I have literally nothing to show for it. Going to stores, buying stain, buying tools, buying glue, looking up how the reading the fucking manual, this IKEA manual, how the shit puts together.
It's a big manual. It's like 50 pages or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't believe it. I cannot believe you call this thing a kit and it does not come with all the pieces that it needs.
I can understand like not coming with a common, like if something needs a screwdriver, a regular Phillips head screwdriver.
Yeah.
You don't need to throw one in there. It'd be nice. Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
I understand. I even understand it not coming with the saw, right?
Sure. That's a pretty pricey.
I don't know. It wasn't that much. It was like 10 bucks.
Yeah, but that's. Bucks. Sure, but that adds, adds price to the kit.
And you figure, okay, if you buy two kit, you know, you buy this clock and you buy it. Because they make like the wooden marble toy thing.
Yeah.
Same company.
Yeah.
You don't need all these saws.
Yeah.
Then you just have all these crazy saws. But what you do is on the manual, you just put a fucking QR code and I scan it and it takes me to an Amazon listing of the fucking saw that I need.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to do any fucking research to figure out what saw you want me to buy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it should come with glue.
Sure. Yeah. It should come with glue.
And
especially if it needs to be, you know,
two specific types of glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuckers. Also, it comes with the shafts of everything are carbon. It's this carbon fiber rod.
Uh-huh.
So they sent me, it comes with like a 15-inch carbon fiber rod, and you only need little shorty carbon fiber rods. Just send me pre-cut fucking rods. Put a sticker on them for what they are. Because I have to deal with this 15-inch long fucking carbon fiber rod to put all the gears together. So I have to slide every fucking gear piece down this whole rod. But if it was like a 4-inch tall one, that would fit in the jig and all of the gears would fit on there. And then you could have pre-cut little shorty rods for all the pieces inside the clock. And I wouldn't have to cut this rod.
You never want to have to cut your own rod.
You never want to cut your own rod. Sons of bitches. You know whose fault this is?
Who?
Fucking Chinese. Pretty sure it's made in China. And also China is the source of all of our problems. Global warming, pandemic, Joe Biden, China.
Counterpoint.
Yeah.
Broccoli leaf.
No, not worth it.
Yeah.
No. Right. No, because Japanese people have like good food too. Thai.
Yeah.
Cambodians. Indian. Someone would have fucking figured it out.
I want some of that.
I ordered fucking Chinese food this weekend and I got Hunan beef and Szechuan shrimp.
Okay.
Both of which are supposed to be a little spicy.
A little spicy, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. I got the medium hot option because I was getting them and I figured my sister was going to eat some. Mm-hmm. She didn't. So I should have just got the fucking hot.
Yeah.
She ate all my fried rice and sweet and sour chicken. And I get this Hunan beef and Szechuan shrimp with no flavor. None at all.
Which place?
Number One China Kitchen.
Should have got it from the place we got last time.
That is on the other side of town.
I know.
Yeah. I don't think they deliver over here.
They had some great it wasn't pad thai, it was pad something.
Although I was ready to go pick up. When I placed the order, I thought that place was pickup only. Mm. And I'm placing the order and it's like
delivery.
Shit. If I don't have to leave here, I'll just get delivery. And then they called me to tell me it's going to take over an hour to deliver it to you. And I said, okay, that's fine. No big deal. And then 3 minutes passed and someone else from the same restaurant called me and told me it's going to take more than an hour to get to you. And I said, yeah, that's what the person who called me 3 minutes ago said. No big deal.
Did it come in 15 minutes?
No, it came in like right at about an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a Friday night.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and it was like Friday night at like 6:30 when I ordered.
Yeah,
yeah,
makes sense.
Pretty, I'm sure that's a very busy time for people getting takeout Chinese or delivery Chinese food. But whatever. Anyway, that's our mini show this month.
Sure is.
I hope my 4 mini issues made up for last month not being there. If not.
Please write us a letter.
Please write a letter. Send it to P.O. Box 7641, Chicago, Illinois, 27103.
It'll get to us.
It'll get to us. Make it address to Asterius Coconos. Wrong city. Wrong, made up P.O. Box number. Wrong zip code.
Yeah.
Eventually it'll find us.
Sure.
We'll get it. Catch you next month.